This is Jerry Mandel, D.O. Dick Chang, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Kenan Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Morgan Gillespie, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Last name is G-I-L-L-A-S-P-Y. That's G-I-L-L-A-S-P-Y. January 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed an accident report, comma, reviewed photographs, comma, and obtained the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 32-year-old female, height 5'3" tall, weight 196 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 25th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She denied loss of consciousness but sustained injury, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, period. The vehicle had to be towed away, period. No airbags were deployed, period. The patient's left side hit the driver's door, period. Her left elbow hit the door, period. A couple hours later, she had pain in her left elbow, left shoulder, and chest, period. Approximately a couple days later, she had pain that radiated from her left elbow into all fingers, period. She ultimately had to have surgery for a pinched ulnar nerve approximately 6 months later, period. The automobile accident occurred on I-74 in Crawfordsville Road, period. A U-Haul truck traveling the opposite direction lost control on an icy roadway, period. It struck a guardrail and crossed the center line, hitting the passenger side of Morgan's vehicle, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she was seen at IU Hospital in Morgan County. She was placed on medication, period. She followed up with her family doctor and was referred to physical therapy, and x-rays were obtained, period. She had approximately a couple months of physical therapy, period. She was referred to an orthopedic specialist who had x-rays and did perform surgery for the pinched nerve, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing left elbow pain, period. She does have diminished strength and at times has problems with mobility, period. The left elbow pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 7 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is described as throbbing and stabbing, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. The pain in her left digits 4 and 5 are related to the pinched nerve, period. It is a constant pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating pain, period. It is described as a numbness and tingling, period. She also has burning and stabbing pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems doing her job at times, as well as problems with long driving period. New paragraph medications denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes stretching exercises as well as ice and over-the-counter medications, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for psoriasis. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals lap band surgery in approximately 2009 with revisions in 2011, period. Also, she had surgery to her left elbow from this automobile accident in June of 2021, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her left elbow in the past, period. The patient has never injured digits 4 and 5 on the left in the past, period. Approximately 5 years ago, she was involved in an automobile accident, but it did not result in an injury or treatment, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient's occupation is that of an EMT, period. This does affect her job, and she has problems lifting patients, period. She can work a full day, but is with pain and occasionally needs assistance, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and taking in her history, I have found that all the treatment is outlined above and that I noted in review of the records as it relates to the automobile accident of January 25th of 2021 were all reasonable, comma, necessary, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. After review of the records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Office visit notes from Orthopedics, May 7th, 2021. State 30-year-old female who is here for evaluation of left-hand numbness and tingling and pain, period. She was in a motor vehicle accident on January 25th, 2021, period. About a week later, started to experience pain and numbness, period. She has a positive Tinel's exam at the cubital tunnel. Assessment is cubital tunnel syndrome left. I will have the patient follow up with Dr. Mast, M-A-S-T, to discuss surgical evaluation and treatment of her cubital tunnel, period. Office visit orthopedics notes, June 1st, 2021. 30-year-old presents today for evaluation of numbness and paresthesias in the small and ring fingers of the left hand, period. EMG nerve conduction studies reviewed with patient is consistent with cubital tunnel on the left, period. We discussed potential ulnar nerve decompression of the left elbow, period. I did highlight that since this does seem to be related from her injury, that typical post-traumatic cubital tunnel post-surgical success rates are slightly lower than those of non-traumatic, period. After a lengthy discussion of treatment options, she would like to pursue surgery, period. X-ray of the elbow, February 23rd, 2021, no active bony process seen, period. Outpatient primary care notes, February 23rd, 2021, 30-year-old presenting, had a MVA January 25th, 2021, where she was T-boned on the passenger side by U-Haul truck, period. She was a restrained driver, period. Was seen in the ED on January 27th, 2021. No x-rays were obtained. They discharged her with meloxicam and cyclobenzaprin, period. Since then, she has been having on and off left shoulder pain and constant 4/5 left finger and hand numbness and pain from the elbow into the hand, period. On physical examination, there was tenderness to palpation present over the distal scapular spine period, pain with left shoulder abduction to 45 degrees, decreased sensation to light touch over 4/5 left fingers period. Assessment 1, MVA, restrained driver, 2, left shoulder pain, 3, left cervical radiculopathy, 4, left elbow pain period. Operative report from Southern Indiana Surgery Center, June 23rd, 2021. Post-op diagnosis, left cubital tunnel syndrome. Procedure performed, left ulnar nerve decompression at the elbow period. EMG report, April 1st, 2021. 30-year-old female involved in a motor vehicle accident on January 25th. 2021 and began having difficulty with left upper extremity pain, comma, numbness and weakness on January 27th, 2021 period. She has weakness in her hand. Impression, abnormal EMG. Diagnostic of a left ulnar neuropathy at the elbow, comma, mild to moderate in severity period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number one, left elbow trauma, comma, sprain and pain. Number two, cervical radiculopathy with pain of left digits 4 and 5, comma, left ulnar neuropathy, comma, left cubital tunnel syndrome, period. Number three, left shoulder trauma and strain resolved. Number four, chest trauma and strain resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of January 25th, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-4. The patient qualifies for 10% upper extremity impairment on the left, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. The basis for this 6% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of January 25th of 2021, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medication of an over-the-counter nature with anti-inflammatory and analgesics at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in her left elbow at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. Because of her injuries from this automobile accident, the patient will be more prone to permanent arthritis as she ages in her cervical region and left shoulder areas, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal End of Dictation.